Hi there, beautiful. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. It's just, you've been staring at me all night. It felt like you needed a push, so here I am. My name. How about we keep the names out of this? I'm mysterious, no. I just like one-night connections better. Being able to be just a stranger to you than disappearing forever. It has its beauty, no? Tell you what. We can get out of here right now if you promise me this. No names and no taking pictures. I just want to be in your memory after tonight. How about that? Cool. I think I'm in the mood for ice cream. What do you say? Yeah, I know there's food in here, but like, it's expensive and tastes terrible, so no. Let's go into a place. Oh, would you look at that? The stars look beautiful today. Huh? Oh, sorry, I just, I tend to get distracted when I see the stars. Yeah, it's an obsession since I was a kid. Of course you can ask, yeah. I said no names. Stories are on the table. I think it happened when I was in kindergarten. There was a planetarium event going on. And the people who were working at it asked us to lay on the floor. And I was next to my crush at the time. There was a projector in the middle of the room, and it was projecting like real stars and real galaxies while the guy explained things to us about the universe and how big it was. And at some point, he asked us to close our eyes and only open them when he said so. And my crush was holding my finger, like the way you do when you pinky promise something to someone, right? And as the dude kept talking about the universe, there was like ambient music going on, and I remember it just faded to silence. Then he told us to open our eyes, and the room was absolutely infested with stars. And my crush held my hand for the first time. I think that was when I realized I enjoyed stargazing and holding hands. So, to this day, starry nights like this make me really happy. Oh, we're here. Yeah, it's right by the lake. It's why I like it so much. We can go sit by it when we get our orders. Huh, pretty empty today. Hi, Alice. I'll have the usual. Vanilla and chocolate. How about you? Here's the menu. Oh, that was a good choice. It's one of the best ones in here. You'll see. So, you want to tell me a bit about yourself? I don't know. A story. One you like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. 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 That was really lovely. Thank you for sharing. Oh, thank you, Alice. Here you go. Love you too. Bye-bye. Relaxing, right? I love this place. Brings me so much peace. question. Sure, let's hear it. Why be a stranger? Well, because this way you don't know me. And since you don't know me, you have nothing to lose. You can be yourself and so can I. Plus, you'll never see me again. So we are free from the risk of labeling things in the future. Girlfriend, friend with benefits. I don't know, I feel like when you label things, there's a bunch of other social implications that come with it. What is a girlfriend? A person who loves you, supports you, brings you joy. Aren't those things friends do as well? I just feel like labels can make relationships way more complicated than they need to be. For example, do you need my name to know what happens when I do this? Do you need my name to know what I do to you just by looking into your eyes? Do you need my name to know how turned on you are just by the idea of fucking me? I don't think so. Which is why today, I just want to be your mysterious memory. What? You live nearby. Are you sure that's what you want, a stranger in your house? You trust people way too easily, you know that? Okay, we can do that. Oh, this is beautiful. Do you mind if I sit on the bed? Oh yeah, that is so soft. Come here, silly. It's your house. Hi. Getting shy now, aren't we? Hey, look at me. It's okay. It's just me. I am just a very hot woman who is dying to sit on your lap right now. Nothing to worry about. I want this just as much as you do. I promise. You're so beautiful, you know that? Yeah. Yeah, you are. No. Don't take anything off yet. I want to get you wet for me first. Let's do this differently, yeah? Move me. However you like it. Yes. Look at me. Hi. Good. It helps a lot. I love it when you look at me. Fuck. I can't take it anymore. I need to fuck you. Take it off. Off. I'm gonna need you to look at me, okay? I wanna figure out what you like. Lie down. Oh, yeah, that's it. You're so wet. That's it, baby. Oh, yeah, that's it, baby. So wet. Oh my god. Good girl. Use your hips. That's it. Use your hips. Look at me. Like that. Yeah. Oh my god. Fuck. Does it feel good? Like this. Ah, you're so fucking beautiful. That's it, honey. Oh, yeah. Let me hear you. Louder. I know you can do it. Come on, do it louder. There you go. That's it. Oh my god, yes. Oh yeah. There you go. Here. Let me curl them up for you, baby. Let me hit that spot. There you are. That's a pretty sound. Is it here then, huh? Oh, I can feel you clenching. That's a good girl. You're my good girl. It's okay. You can do it, honey. Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. You're so good. Such a good girl. I'm so proud of you. You wanna come, baby? Yeah. Okay. I want you to come in my mouth. Is that okay? Do you think you can do it for me, princess? Yeah. That's a good girl. There you go. Not so fast. I want to take my time with you. I'll go a bit slower, okay? That's it. Keep going, sweetheart. Can you move your lips on my mouth? Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna do it sitting on my face. You heard me. Come already. Oh my god, are you scared I won't be able to breathe? That's not real. Shut up and fucking sit already. That's it, right in my face, you know? You're moving like that a lot. How about you let me do some work, huh? Stay right there. Let me move for you. More? Yeah. That's it. Are you okay? Oh, I'm feeling great. Come here. Lay down with me. Hi. You were so good for me. That's it. Just let me hold you a little. What? Well, I guess I could stay for breakfast. Don't push it, though. Thank you so much for tonight. Yes, sweetheart. familiar. Huh. Well, I have a very good memory, so I can assure you I've never seen you before. Maybe you have seen me somewhere you don't recall. Well, guess we'll never know. I see you're getting sleepy. You want to cuddle? Yes, you can be Little Spoon. Come here. Thank you for tonight, honey. Sleep tight. Good morning. I hope you slept well. If you're reading this, I'm probably long gone by now. I would have left a voicemail, but phone numbers. I'm sorry. I knew I couldn't stay any longer after hearing the word familiar. Like I said, I have a very good memory. I would remember you. I had a suspicion. And everything made sense when your phone lit up with a notification this morning. Coincidentally, just as I was replying to my Reddit comments before getting up. I didn't look familiar to you. I sounded familiar to you. I just want you to know that I appreciate the support. Listening, commenting, upvoting. Even when I'm away for a month or two doing my own thing, you've never failed to treat me with kindness. And I value that. I really, really do. We'll probably never meet again, but I had a great time yesterday. I hope I can be a good memory for you too. Thank you for everything. And take care, my sweet listener.